Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 17. Tell me how much you like my car in Spanish. JP, do you own a car?
I don't, Fernando, but if I did, I would like you to tell me how much you liked it.
I'll try and do that.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the new SpanishPod101.com. We are studying modern Spanish in a fun and educational format. So whether you're brushing up on the Spanish that you started learning long ago, or you're starting with us today, we are glad that you're here for this lesson. Fernando, tell us what we're going to talk about.
In this lesson, you will learn about possessive adjectives. This conversation takes place at school. The conversation is between Andrea and Jorge, and the speakers will be using the familiar register.
Let's listen to this dialogue.
Elena está enojada conmigo.
¿Qué pasó?
Me comí su sándwich.
Con razón.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Elena está enojada conmigo.
¿Qué pasó?
Me comí su sándwich.
Con razón.
One more time with the translation.
Elena está enojada conmigo.
Elena's mad at me.
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
Me comí su sándwich.
I ate her sandwich.
Con razón.
No wonder.
All right, Fernando, we're back, and this dialogue cracks me up.
It's a little prepubescent, I would say.
Yeah, it actually kind of hits close to home for me.
What? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I get in trouble because I eat people's sandwich. Anyway, Jorge complains that Elena is mad at him.
Elena está enojada conmigo.
Elena está enojada conmigo. So, of course, the first word in this sentence is Elena.
Elena.
Elena is mad.
Está enojada.
Está enojada. Now, that's two words. Está is the word for is in this case. And the word for mad?
Enojada.
Enojada. Jorge says that she's mad at me.
Conmigo.
Conmigo. Okay, this is one word and it means with me. Elena is angry with me. Elena está enojada conmigo.
Andrea asks, ¿qué pasó?
What happened? This word que means what, and pasó literally means happened. ¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó? Of the verb pasar.
This is actually a very common question, and we'll talk about it a little more in the vocabulary section. For now, Jorge is going to tell Andrea exactly what happened.
He must be very hungry. Me comí su sándwich.
Oh no, me comí su sándwich. Let's start at the end of this sentence. What's the word for sandwich?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah. How do you pronounce it in Spanish?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. Okay. To say it's her sandwich?
Su sandwich.
Su sandwich. That su means her. Su sandwich. Now, Jorge actually says, I ate it.
Me comí.
Now, this is the verb comer, and it's in a past tense, comí. And he's doing a little thing with a pronoun here. Me comí su sandwich. I ate up her sandwich. I took it. It wasn't his to eat, but he kind of took it. So Andrea says, no wonder she's mad at you.
No wonder. Con razón.
Con razón. Con razón is an expression that means no wonder.
Like, duh.
All right, let's take a look at the vocabulary.
Enojado.
Angry.
Enojado. Enojado. ¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Con razón.
No wonder.
Con razón. Con razón. El sándwich.
Sandwich.
El sándwich. El sándwich.
All right, we're back. Let's take a closer look at some of these words.
Let's start with enojado.
We said that it means angry, and we use it with estar, right? Estar enojado, if it's a woman like Elena, está enojada. She's angry. That's the feminine form, enojada.
If Jorge is upset,
we'll say enojado.
Está enojado.
Está enojado. This adjective is actually related to the verb enojar, which means to get angry.
¿Qué pasó?
This is a common question if you want to know what happened in Spanish. You say, ¿qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
Or you can also use it to say, hey, ¿qué pasó?
Yeah, what happened? It's like as a greeting.
Yeah, ¿qué pasó? Mm-hmm. What's up?
All right, what's the next word?
El sándwich.
El sándwich. Now, it's not exactly sandwich. So when you're speaking Spanish, you don't have to switch into sandwich. Me comí su sándwich.
Sandwich.
Sandwich, right? It's kind of a little NG in there. Sandwich.
You can also say emparedado.
Emparedado is another word for sandwich. Also, torta is a sandwich that's on a roll,
mm-hmm.
right? Because sandwich, when you think of sandwich, it's usually on like sliced bread.
Like loaf bread.
From a loaf,
yeah.
Exactly. There's other kind of sandwiches like bocadillo. That's if you use a baguette.
Last word, con razón.
No wonder. Okay, so when you realize, when you finally realize what happened, you say this, con razón.
Never to be translated to with reason.
No. No wonder.
We're talking about possessive adjectives in this grammar point, I believe.
That's right, because Jorge says, I ate her sandwich.
Terrible, terrible, Jorge.
Me comí su sandwich.
Me comí su sandwich.
Exactly. That su is the possessive adjective. In this sentence, it means her, as in her sandwich. I ate the sandwich that belongs to her. So let's talk just a little bit about these possessive adjectives. Now, it might help to know a formula. So if you can fill in the blank with a pronoun, it's going to be a possessive adjective. And the blank is, I ate blank sandwich. All right, so let's try some pronouns. I ate my sandwich. That my is a possessive adjective in English. I ate your sandwich. That your is a possessive adjective. His sandwich, her sandwich, our sandwich, their sandwich. Shoot, we can even talk about sandwiches in English. There's so many things we can do.
With sandwiches? We can do a lot of stuff with sandwiches.
Exactly. Hey, let's talk about possessive adjectives in Spanish, though.
Let's do that.
Okay. So, her sandwich?
Su sandwich.
Su sandwich. How about my sandwich?
Mi sandwich.
Mi sandwich. How about your sandwich?
Tu sandwich.
Tu sandwich. So, mi sandwich, tu sandwich, su sandwich. If it's our sandwich?
Nuestro sandwich.
Nuestro sandwich. How about your sandwich, y'all's sandwich?
Su sandwich.
Su sandwich. It's the same as a singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about that in a second. And their sandwich?
Su sandwich.
Su sandwich also. Okay. Piece of cake.
It's actually sandwich, JP.
Oh, not a cake. All right. Mi sandwich. Tu sandwich. Su sandwich. Nuestro sandwich. In Spain, you can say vuestro sandwich. And su sandwich.
Sí. Now, todo eso.
All of those things. Now, that's if we're talking about one sandwich. The tricky thing about possessive adjectives in Spanish is that they behave like other adjectives. That is, they reflect the person and number of the object they're modifying. And since the sandwich is masculine singular, we're using the masculine singular. What if we talked about plural sandwiches? My sandwiches, Fernando.
Mis sandwiches.
Mis sandwiches. There's only one of me, but there's plural sandwiches. And we're going to say mis sandwiches. Your sandwiches?
Tus sandwiches.
Tus sandwiches. His sandwiches or her sandwiches?
Sus sandwiches.
Sus. So the moral of the story is that these possessive adjectives have plural forms. They also have feminine forms. So if I say our house.
Nuestra casa.
Nuestra casa. That's different from our sandwich.
Nuestro sandwich.
Nuestro sandwich, that nuestro ended with an O. Nuestra casa, that nuestra ended with an A.
Now, if you were a gazillionaire, you'd have more than one house.
Oh, feminine plural.
How do you say that? Our houses.
Nuestras casas.
Go.
Okay, feminine plural. Now, it seems like we're throwing a lot of information at you right now, so please do take a look at the grammar notes that are attached to this lesson. You can go to our website, www.SpanishPod101.com, and see the whole thing laid out very nicely for you to assimilate.
And once you get to see that, hopefully we'll get to see your comments in the comments section as well, because we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. For now, though, it's time to go. So hasta luego.
Adios.
Elena está enojada conmigo.
¿Qué pasó?
Me comí su sándwich.
Con razón.